Jim Ryan joining us this morning. Georgia voters have spoken in that runoff election for the Senate. Jim, what's the result and how big a margin?
Not much of a margin. About 2% separated these two by the end of the night. Herschel Walker, the Republican, backed by Donald Trump, the former NFL great, has lost to Raphael Warnock. But it went back and forth throughout the night as the counting continued. So there were big cheers and lots of applause coming out of the Herschel Walker crowd, and then it would be subdued, then it would rise up again. But by the end of the night, the difference was only about 51-49%. So very close. And by the way, that's the same percentage or the same number now that the Democrats have in the Senate, 51-49%. That's the Senate majority that President Biden will have, his party. Of course, they lost control of the House, too, so it's still kind of a split government that Biden is dealing with.
So close. And we talked so much about the early voting. How much did that play a factor here?
Well, quite a bit, yeah, and especially the areas from which that early voting came. Those early votes came largely from the urban areas. The urban areas generally were supporting Raphael Warnock, and so I think you saw a lot of that that reflected in the results, Brian. That and once the rural areas started coming in, and of course we did have that kind of nasty weather yesterday, that could have played into the subdued outcome of Republicans on Election Day.
All right. Well, Georgia's been in the forefront for elections for so many years in a row here. I think now we get a break, right, with the Senate race?
Well, I think so. You're right. But I suspect also that Georgia kind of liked being in that spotlight. States that end up in as a battleground, you know, they sort of relish that for a short time, even though the rest of the country looks at them with some scorn.
Hey, Jim, thank you for the update. Right. Jim Ryan joining us live from Georgia this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.